Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He's graced us with another day to do His will in. Life is something that happens as it's something you can do. The life of God, if it's in you, you do it. And it's rejoiceable. It's a blessing. The life of God caused Jesus to go about doing good. Another day to go about doing good. To live from God's perspective. And also to counter the evil darkness of this world. Sometimes people want to do something against the darkness. The first step is don't be part of it. And just love the light. Remember, everything of God is by love. We don't do good to gain favor points with God. God loves us anyway. But we cherish His love. If we cherish His love, we cherish His, all that He does. And as we get to know Him, it's so easy to trust Him. You want to trust Him. You want to do something for Him. When Paul and Silas was put in prison, Apostle Paul rejoiced that he was persecuted for the gospel's sake. He wanted to do something for God. And that's what you want. And everybody that has that kind of heart, I want them to know Jesus, the real Jesus, not the lies of this world that people cling to. They follow God without, according to tradition and people's opinion. And they use their God-given creative abilities the wrong way to support a lie. When the Philistines stole the Ark of the Covenant and they put it next to their god, Dagon, they woke up in the morning, Dagon had fallen and the Ark was standing there. And then the next day, they went and they stood, they propped it back up. You have to prop a lie up. It takes a lot of activity to prop up a lie. It has no foundation. If you try to build a skyscraper without building the foundation first, it's going to be very difficult. And if you don't have an anti-gravity machine, you probably can't do it. So if you prop up a lie, it has no foundation. It's not good. It's not for you. It's just a lie. And so it is with everybody who try to build on Satan's lie. You cannot build on a lie. It is impossible. You're not building, you're deceiving yourself. No lie has foundation. But people believe it and act on it as if it does. And it just consumes your life. Every lie consumes your life. Just like lust. God gave us love, not lust. In fact, perfect love drives out the lust. You can't have both. But when people try to, they just worry themselves. That's where discontentment comes from. You can't satisfy lust, and it's not fulfilling. It's just like one of Satan's lies. And people keep gazing at it as if it's good for them. You're going to have to one day decide to look at God and receive His word. Then you can build your life and you'll see the life for what it is. In process of time, you'll know that Jesus is life and everything else is death. Everything aside from God's order is death itself. It leads to it. Every form of lie has no foundation. When people get greedy and they start stealing, then they're living against the foundation of God. They're living against life. They're living in a subtraction. And disobedience is the first cause of poverty. But when you start living the life of God and obeying Him, you kill the poverty process. you kill the poverty process, and you instead of causing trouble, you start healing. But healing, as you receive the life of God, you endeavor into a living process, a healing process, a blessing process. And it's sad that people have taken the gospel and tried to turn it into a money machine. They've told you the way of God is blessing itself. Becoming wealthy, that's a byproduct. Having natural wealth is a byproduct. Having spiritual life is the first. That must be first. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. If you don't live from the position of love itself, you'll misunderstand life. And many Christian people went after things. They took the faith message and tried to produce the American dream. And God said, I wish they'd follow my dream. And they ended up sad and it did. And some people they didn't miss the point. They stayed true to the love of God. And they did the works of the ministry, and they were blessed. Not only spiritually, but also financially. But they didn't cheat anybody, and they didn't coerce people, and they didn't take what didn't belong to them. They did it right. That's what I'm talking about. But some people took the message and tried to make the difference by doing other things to make themselves look like they were doing good. All these things happen. Remember, Satan don't get it. And his people don't get it either. Daniel said, the wicked will do wickedly, but they that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. In other words, they're going to receive life and live it. But the wicked, they don't process life, and they don't handle life. They try to look the part, tares that are among the wheat. They learn the languages, they speak the dialect of Christians. They learn the scriptures, but they don't have the life of it. Because tares never receive life. And backslidden Christians and lukewarm Christians, they leave life to live in darkness like Demas did. They do lukewarm things. They act like Saul, King Saul. And they don't grow. They get worse. See, if you don't appreciate and live the life of God, you get worse. And you get consumed by a lie. You try to live without foundation and you can't. None of your life won't work, and you'll be disappointed. And then I've heard people say, I tried doing what God said do, it don't work. They don't work. They didn't receive life. There's a difference. Anybody can be a claimant and claim that I'm a Christian. But without the love of God, you're not. It all works by love. He loved you, and you received His love in you. And you are washed in the blood when you do it from the heart. But middle of sin, I'm a Christian, I'll be a Christian. That's not the same. You talk me into it, I guess I'll be a Christian. No, it's from the heart. You believe it or you don't. If you believe it from the heart. And so many people have gotten by because people were so... They desired to see their loved ones saved, and they coerced them, they aggravated their loved ones and tried to get them into the kingdom. If the life of God don't work, it ain't gonna work. If you bear the fruits, instead of trying to bear branches, we need to bear fruit. Just live according to the life of God. It will attract people who want life and expose the darkness for what it is. And that's how souls are won. Now, we give our testimonies and we minister to people, but forget about coercing people into the kingdom of God. Now that doesn't, I'm not trying to downplay what James said, snatching them out of the fire. And or Jude, you know, some you can snatch them out of the fire. You can wake them up. But that's something of the Holy Spirit. But you don't have to use gimmicks, tricks, and coerce people into the kingdom of God. They know what they're doing. If they're presented with the gospel, they're going to either choose it or they're not. Or it's going to grow in them and they'll one day choose it. You don't have to go out and browbeat people to get them saved. Just live the life and it works. It speaks for itself. It speaks for itself. It's time now for people to learn God's will and do it. To know what he's saying. To help people see what they are rejecting. And also know, let people see what they are attaining. And I'm going to do this to the very last moment. You know, it's so close to the Lord's return. I don't know how much time I have left. Because the Lord's going to come at a time that they don't think he's coming. You know, and it doesn't matter to me how he does. I'm just glad that I want to be in the perfect. I want to live my life, all of my life, every moment of my life, to the last moment of my life in his perfect will. Thriving in life, being a blessing to people, going about doing good, being aware of what's going on around me, to the point that I can do all that's in his heart, cooperating with the Holy Spirit. And he can cause me to be an asset to the kingdom of God, a blessing. Now, when life is in place, all these things are possible. David said, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Take not away thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And I love that song. I was told that, you know, you're a Christian now, you don't have to sing that. But I love that song. I do have to sing that. I want my heart to stay pure. I want it pure. I don't want to smell like Satan in God's nostrils. I don't want any form of the world system operating in my life. I don't want any money that comes the wrong way. I don't want favors that's wrong. I want God's will, his perfect will in my life. Everything from the hogmire, I don't want it. Brother Horton used to say, we're in the Father's house, not the hog pen. Everything we need is in the Father's house. That's where I want to live my life, in his perfect will. I don't have to cheat, steal, beg, and borrow to get ahead. But I can live according to his perfect will. And I thank God that all my debts are being paid. And I have borrowed. But as you live the life of Christ, you get to a point you don't have to. But if you did borrow, just pay it back. That's all I can say. If things happen. My mother taught me that if you live in an apartment, you're going to be paying that forever. So it's better to buy a house. Eventually it will be yours. And it takes longer to pay for a house than anything else. So it's not wrong if you borrow, but you don't have to. You can go, God has plans. I learned this later on in life, after I had borrowed, that God got a plan for everything. If you consult his plan, he can show you how to get things without borrowing. There's a way to do it. But if you did it, don't be in condemnation. Follow God. The life of God works. we have to learn to prioritize. And I thank God for being able to prioritize and do what's important first. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and He'll steer you in how to get more out of what you have. And I've seen a lot of situations. Some people have more, they attain more, because they're wise. They can take a job making less money and have more than a person that has, that makes more money. See, you wisdom is better than strength. Some people have strength, but they waste it. And some people have wisdom and they secure their lives. They make their lives stronger. Some people have more to work with and they blow it. So as we harness what God has given us, we can do more. And never underestimate what the Holy Spirit can do with you if you bear fruit. He can cause your voice to be heard around the world in moments. See, it's very important to do what God is saying to do. And He can bless you. He can cause, if it's your way of doing things, if it's your way to live according to His word, if it's your way to live the life of God, then you can do things that you normally couldn't do. If you continually follow God and love His will, love His people, love His word, love the things of God, that's your way of life. One day something may happen and you may be put on the news in front of cameras, and you're doing what you normally do, and people will see it. You know, that happened to me before. I was out passing out the good newsletters, and something happened, and the film crew was out there, and somebody said they saw me on TV passing out letters. You can be doing good. So it's important to follow God and obey Him, and you can be effective in Him. God loves us. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. The life of God is good. Till next time, Jesus Christ is our Lord.